Welcome to the 5 a.m. call, where the best dreams happen when you are awake. This is the first step to being successful in your business and achieving the growth you desire in your life. But it doesn't have to stop here. It's why we created BAMX, our platform for you to be the professional you need to be in this uncertain market. Not articles behind a paywall that only pontificate what you should think and do, but education that actually shows you how to do what you need in today's market. Every day, we continue to add more content to BAMX and our private Facebook community. Content that works. Content that our members have exclusive access to daily. That's why over 1,500 of you and climbing have joined us in BAMX. Use code 5AM and join the thousands of agents taking their business to the next level today. Code 5AM for 10% off. See you in BAMX.
All right, perfect. Hey, good morning again. Jason up here in Southern New Hampshire. Guys, if you're sitting, stand. If you're laying, stand up faster. Excited for this morning because we've all heard of Tim Grover. Some of us read his book. Some of us saw him speak. And he tells a really cool story about when he was working with Michael Jordan, the GOAT, greatest of all time, best of the best. One of the most special things about Michael Jordan was his work ethic. And what Tim talks about in one of the chapters of his book is that his work ethic obviously had to match Michael's in order for him to be able to coach him and train him the way that he needed. So he was traveling. He was traveling about 40 weeks out of the year. And Tim Grover tells the story better than I ever will, but one night he was packing his bag, and his daughter, about 4 years old, came to his bedroom and said, "Daddy, why do you have to leave again?" And he looked at her and he said, "Honey, Daddy has to go travel so he can support you and Mom and put food on the table." And his daughter looked at him with the biggest, sweetest, saddest eyes. She said, "Daddy, if I eat less, you stay more. Daddy, if I eat less, can you stay home more?" See, all she wanted was her dad to stay home, to give her more time. She loved him. And he looked back at her, and even though it broke his heart, and he gets emotional if you ever watch him talking about or telling the story on YouTube or on stage, he looked back at her and he said, "I wish, but I have to go do this because it's what Daddy's meant to do." And his daughter didn't bring it up again. Years went by, about 15 of them. His daughter was 20 years old or 19 years old. And he went to her one day and approached her about this exact conversation and went to bring it up and explain himself. And she looked back at him and she said, Dad, no, stop. You don't have to explain because now I'm doing the same thing. See, Dad, I know what you were doing is you were chasing your dreams. And it's because you did that and you set that example that I'm able to go chase mine. One of the things that Tim Grover talks about more than anything is that in achieving the highest levels of success, you're also going to have the highest amount of decisions, but also sacrifice. And I truly, truly believe that we choose what we sacrifice. Now, sometimes intentionally, consciously, sometimes unconsciously, but everything has a cost. Everything that we do is our fault. Everything that we earn is because of our work, our success. And so you guys are all up here, 5 a.m. this morning. What are you choosing to sacrifice? I know myself personally, I wasn't getting to the gym at night. And so I had to make a decision. Do I sacrifice going to the gym? Do I sacrifice and just not go at all? Do I sacrifice family time and my wife and my relationship with her to go to the gym after work at 6:30 p.m. and get home at 9 p.m. and then pretty much go to bed? Or do I sacrifice sleep? And do I wake up earlier to get to the gym by 4, to get home by 6:30 with a coffee in hand for her, spend some time together in the morning? See, when I chose to go to military college, sacrifice. See, I had bigger dreams and bigger aspirations. And while I fucking love to party as much as the next person, have drinks, play games, fist pump, well, I chose to sacrifice that because just like with Tim Grover in his story, chasing his dreams was way more important to him than those drinks, those parties, and that fist pumping. Because at the end of the day, you will always have time for those things. The question is, will the time be now or will you earn the time later? Because when we don't choose what we sacrifice, it's chosen for you. If you don't choose what you're sacrificing, it's chosen for you. And I know one of my greatest fears in life is having to sacrifice that vacation, the summer at camp, something for my family, an experience, because I took the easy, short path and sacrificed the hard work, the hours, the exercise. So without going on a tangent here, I challenge you. Think about, what is something you're going to choose to sacrifice on the move forward? What is something that you are going to intentionally sway away from? Because you know that by swaying away from it will naturally push you towards the greatness you're chasing, the goals that you have, the person that you're meant to become, but that the only reason why you don't, is because of what you're choosing to sacrifice, because you chose to sacrifice it. Don't explain yourself. Don't justify. Don't give in to shame and blame. Choose what you do, how you do it. Make sure you know why the fuck you do it, and then go do it. Wednesday morning, it's rainy here, and I love it because that means some people are going to get soft and weak and slow and sleep, and I'm up and out and crushing it. It's back day, baby. 5 a.m. couple. See you guys tomorrow morning. Get some.